Well, as I was saying, just my tape run out there. I wasn't watching it close enough. Talking about the car, if you did want to sell it or you were going to trade it in on something, get the reasonable value for whatever you was allowed, and I might just buy the car from you for Anita. She'll have to have something when she's going to school, and I believe you could take the money I'd give you for it and get a better trade than you could get trading the car in. So we'll talk about that when you come in or whenever we decide what you do want to do about it. So I'm going to try this tape now. We've got the folks on some more of it and see how it's going to sound. If any of it sounds pretty good, we're going to send it to you. If it don't, we'll just erase the rest of it.
Said all I want. He said, how much is it? He said, $3.50. He said, well, if you need it, he said, you can have it. He said, thank you, boy. He just had it a lot.
Well, you know, they was in the yard, front yard, backyard, washing out clothes, shaving.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning and you might see my little underwear if you didn't want to.
And I tease them, you know, they didn't know what, some of them didn't know what their chickens were.
And they were really fun, just to talk to them. And remember that big old mulberry tree in our yard? I mean, that wasn't nothing. We had a mulberry tree back there, a big old mulberry tree. And them boys tell you about them mulberries, and they wouldn't get up in the mulberry tree unless I get up in there with them, you know, and I like to kill myself eating mulberries.
Trying to stay up with these running boys, I reckon.
And they had to do guard duty,
and they guarded our gate. You know, we had a long, big old gate there that fenced off the rest of our
pasture and everything.
And I'd come sailing down that hill from school, you know, just jumping along there, not thinking about nothing. Get to that gate and start to raise the latch, and doggone there, he'd be sitting just still. And I have screamed many a time, and it kind of, they kind of get a bang out. They wouldn't do a thing or say a thing. They'd just sit there, and I'd look down there, and there'd be a thing. You know, they were on guard duty.
We had one down there on that old pasture gate, and he liked them raw eggs. And he sent me up there and got a dozen of them things one day. And I took them back down there in a sack. And he had a long fingernail. He picked it in, a little end, you know.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it fits in stuff. And he picked them things. And he finally get a hole in there and he
suck them out of there.
You know, and it'd be just a dry chip inside his shell. It wouldn't be nothing in there. He'd lay it down and get him another.
Yeah, he's worse than dog, wasn't he?
And he said right there and sucked them 12 eggs. Like that.
Well, one thing, Steve says that whenever you start a raw egg down, it sure ain't coming back up.
No, it's going the other way.
like that old drunk in the bar. He stuck it in there one night and he had a big old oyster, raw oyster laying in a saucer. And he asked the bartender what that was. He said, give anybody $10 can swallow this oyster and keep it down. He said, give me that oyster. He swallowed it, you know, and the guy stood there and watched a few minutes. He pulled out a $10 bill out of the cash register and handed to him. He said, I guess I'll pay off. He said, you're the third guy now that's tried that. That's a gun. That old archer done that been around. How old used to be in the merchant?
Seaman.
He was working on a ship. And he said that he had a long table. And they had one old guy there, he kind of bully of the bunch, you know. And they get talking about all kind of nasty things, you know, while they're eating it. And he would. Especially if there's any new members in the bunch, you know. And I mean, he let them know that he was a big boy, you know.
Yeah.
He's a bully. And said one time this little scrawny guy checked on the ship there, and a real quiet sort of fella, you know. And this big guy, he told some of the rest of them, you know, watch him, you know, when went to eat. He said, oh, boy, I'm gonna pick that kid up, you know. So, and they got to eating, and they had some milk they were drinking there. And he got to tell him something, and snot and all that kind of stuff, you know. And the other guys were used to it, and it didn't bother him too much. And they figured it'd make this kid just sick and they could leave, you know.
He just kept on eating. He didn't say much.
The guy got pretty bad, you know.
He said the kid had turned his milk up there and irked it right back up in the glass and drank it again.
Just right straight back down.
He said the old bully got up and left. Running.
You learned them something, didn't you?
Yeah. He said they had a 2 o'clock in the roost right there.
I bet they would have kept their mouth shut.
I imagine.
Oh, you know, some people can do that. They can
yeah.
just sit there being done and want to.
I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. He said that kid just herbed their milk right back in that glass and drank it right back the same breath.
Now he got that old bag to go.
Too long before you were retiring.
About 16 years.
You mean 16 more years? Good.
Or could retire, I reckon, at about 13 or 62, but I'd have to take a reduction in retirement. And on this type of work, if I may able to do hardly anything, I'll go on to 65, I imagine.
Well, did they ever come up with that?
He lost any weight, but he, I don't know, he weighs probably 190.
That,
he just don't look like he's that big.
Bolton, whatever you call it, you might get a job at down here in Jackson.
No, this job never has come open yet. It might within the next year or two. I don't know.
But it does. You're going to bid on it.
Sealed me. Yeah, I'm going to bid on it if it comes open.
I don't have a 28 more years.
I don't have about 28 years.
I don't know, though. It's been like time flies fast, huh?
They hit by pretty quick.
You're 36, aren't you?
37.
Yeah, 37.
How old will you be when you retire?
Mm-hmm.
I hope about 40, but most likely 65.
Well, now, what would you do if you was to retire?
Well, I'd rest for about 3 weeks.
Really?
And then, I don't know. I just kind of let it come and go, you know.
Just as Jim says, play it by ear.
Yeah, I might even learn that hunt or something.
Gosh.
I didn't care much about hunting because I was afraid I'd kill something. If I killed something, I had to skin it. And I didn't ever care about skinning it.
No, man,
I think.
So whenever I go hunting, I always hope I don't kill nothing.
That's not the reason you're not wanting a cow, is it?
Maybe I'm just.
Because you might have to milk.
You doggone right.
I never did have to milk. I had two boys.
You're
mad
at the end of the joke. Well,
finally.
I had two boys, too.
I always told my boys that I never would make them do anything that I wouldn't do. But as long as they could do it, I wasn't going to,
well,
and I didn't.
Did you ever milk? Did they ever see you milk? Then they don't know you can do it, then.
No. I'm smart.
Yeah. If you never did show them you can do it, they don't know where you could do it or not.
No, but I made a believer out of them. I sure did. I made them believe they could do anything I told them to. And they learned to do it.
Get them to believe it. They know they can do it.
I mean, I really did.
Well, I mean, you ain't scared to try. Go ahead and try.
Oh, now you know you're a farm boy.
Are you going somewhere right now in a few minutes?
Nope.
You ain't.
Mickey, come here.
Well, I guess we're going to have to get together and go on down to Pawpaw's, don't you, Magic?
Yeah, I'm ready when y'all are. He's been ready for the last hour.
Yeah, I guess.
John sneaked over here in that old big chair over that couch, and boy, that couch would have been a good place to went to sleep.
Well, I don't know if you can make out what all that was. I don't know whether you call it a yak session or just what, but anyhow, that was all the folks. We was over at Joe and Dot's that night, and Pawpaw and Grandma Addie Bell and all of them was down. And they didn't know we was a taping all that, but they found out a little later when we played it back. Joe was telling some of the big yarn. I don't know. There was so much noise going on. You could hear the music in the background. I think that was Becky and Patty sort of playing a little jingle box or something they had around there. I don't know what it was. But anyhow, they didn't hardly have time, or I guess they could have, but everybody was in an uproar, so they didn't have time to each one of them talk to you individually. I guess they'd like to, but so we just got a little bit of them while it all there together. Thought I'd send to you. It'd be something sort of listen to and break the monotony. I don't know, earlier we had some of Russell and Horace and Faye, I don't know, Johnny, and who all talked on it. I listened to part of it, see if it was all right, and what Russell, I think, talking when I was listening to, and Horace, but anyhow, we thought it might be feeling a little to hear from some of the folks down there. I wanted to get some of my folks, but as you know, we had a short while, and everything was an uproar, and we didn't stay anywhere long. So we didn't get any of them, but we'll be trying to get some more, maybe down at Cleburne some of these days. We're planning on going down there for this next weekend, if everything works out all right. The folks, I think, that rented our house has bought them a place, so don't think they'll be there any longer. At least they said they'd probably be out by the 27th or 8th, somewhere along there this month. So we want to go down and look the place over, and if we can ever run into the Ormsbys or any of the other folks down there, we'll get them to talk at you a little. So I guess I'll sort of shut up for a while now. Maybe somebody else won't talk. Well, this tape's just about to run out. I let it run out over there a while ago and probably cut off a little of the folks talking, like I sent you. But anyhow, we got part of it. So if I don't get any more on this one, I'll say bye for now, and maybe we'll see you later.
Well, hello, Rich. Tonight is Monday night, January the 26th, and we just got through eating supper. Daddy said that he'd been talking to you quite a bit, so since it was my turn, I thought I'd just come on in here before I started my homework and talk a little bit. Here lately, I've been getting a lot of information from all these colleges around here. In fact, all of Texas, and they're all wanting me to go be teachers or lawyer or something, but I think I've finally made my mind up what I want to do. I've got a lot of information from this commercial business college in Abilene, and from the way it sounds and from the way the representative talked, it would be the college that I think I would do better in. I've also talked to the representative from Drons Business College and from the court reporting school, but I don't know. I just don't like them as well as I do the commercial. This Thursday night, if we can, Mother and Daddy is going to take me up to Abilene and let me tour it and, kind of get familiar where everything is, but I don't know if we'll get to or not. It depends on if Eddie gets home from work in time and if everybody's feeling all right. And, we'll pretty soon see about where I'm going to stay. There's this lady at church yesterday, Roby said that she lived over there in Abilene and that, well, she kind of hinted around like, you know, she'd like for me to stay with her and her husband. Well, they're kind of an elderly couple, about 60 or so, and, it'd be pretty good, you know, if I could stay over there with them, and, probably wouldn't be too high, and Mother and Daddy could, you know, afford it a lot better. But I don't know, Miss Jacks, that's her name, she says she wanted us to come by if we did go there Thursday night, and Mom said we would if, you know, we had time. Depends on how soon we get away from college. And this Mr. Morrison, the representative from the commercial college that I talked to, he suggested that I start this summer. And if the state helps me, you know, paying my tuition and everything, there wouldn't be any reason why I couldn't. So I guess I'll be starting around June 15th. And the course that I want to take, it's called IBM Secretarial Science or something like that. But it's 8 $195, including the books, and the only money the Mother and Dad would be out, if the state does help me, would be, you know, money for gas and my room and board. We wouldn't have to worry about tuition or nothing like that, which would be real nice. But again, we don't know for sure that the state is going to help me, but Mr. Morrison told us that he didn't see why they shouldn't, and the rehabilitation man in Abilene said he didn't see why they shouldn't. So from all accounts, I hope to be able to go without putting too much financial burden on Mom and Daddy. About, well, I guess it was 3 weeks ago, well, Becky and Miss Howard come up and stayed with us, and we really enjoyed having her up here on a Saturday night. Me and Mark and Becky Joe and Becky Ann, we went out to the skating rink, and it was really funny to watch Becky Joe try to skate, but she did manage a little bit by holding on to the rails. Becky and Mark can really skate together too, real good. Well, Rich, this tape is just about to play out, so I'll close for right now, and we want you to take good care of yourself, and just try to be careful, and maybe we'll see you about the latter part of May. I sure hope that you get to come home for my graduation. In Jim's letter today, he said that he probably wouldn't be home till the 1st of June or something like that, so he probably won't. Well, I gotta go. Bye-bye.